Dead On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hello, I'm Darren Fennick from Greengrove, and we're here to talk about my album Machine Music.
I'm really excited to play this album in full. It's fantastic. I really like this record so much. I'm excited.
Thank you.
For those who don't know or might not be familiar, what kind of project is Greengrove?
It's been a bedroom project for a few years, which has kind of like evolved into also a live band. Mm-hmm. But the recordings are predominantly just me in my room. And there's a bit on the new album that's taken from live recordings, live sets that we've done. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So you've just plugged in at a desk or something. And
it's a bit of a like budget way of avoiding recording, basically. And also taking advantage of the fact that people have nice microphones and maybe better engineering skills than me. People have just taken live recordings when we've played, and I've stolen the, well, they've given me the recording and I've gone and dragged it into my session on my computer and time stretched it to fit the.
That's clever.
I thought it was going to be a really good idea, but it created a bunch of problems, but it ended up sounding okay. I'm kind of glad I did it.
I would have no clue if you didn't tell me. So Machine Music is the second Greengrove release. Night Music was released early 2018.
Yep.
How are they similar or different?
I guess Night Music was just kind of the beginning of an idea in terms of a sound that I had, and I was kind of like trying to figure it out a little bit, and so I was testing the waters, and I just kind of like managed to put together those songs, and I was like, oh well, this kind of fits what I wanted to do, and then I think with Machine Music I was able to take that foundation and kind of work on it and maybe approach it a little bit more confidently, and also with an idea of how to present it live involved in the recording process.
We should mention some of the people that play live with you. You've got J.Y. Lee, Madison Eve, Paul Brown, and Mason Ferry,
yep.
All of whom are in a lot of awesome bands themselves.
They are.
Yeah, some talented
They're
people.
Busy people.
Yeah. The first song to open the record is Be a Poet.
Yeah.
The A Poet bit is in brackets.
Yeah. Yep.
I would say this song has a Tropicana loungy vibe.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
and lots of sort of textural layers, a good dose of vibra slap.
Yeah.
I love the vibra slap. I got really excited when I heard that.
Yeah, it was a very fun song to make. This track is the only track that someone else kind of like was directly working with me on. I think Madison Eve was... Or Madison, was helping me during the recording process and did like programmed the bass line and that sort of stuff. So that was really cool. And it's got some vocal snippets, kind of cut up and manipulated, like pitched down and stuff hidden in there.
And like reversed.
Yeah. It's Bjork. Like, I don't know if you've seen that video of her talking about TV.
Yes, she's talking about the insides of the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Does she start rambling about not being able to trust poets?
Yeah. That's it.
Which
yeah.
is where, okay, so then the title is Be a Poet.
Be a Poet, yeah.
Right on. I love it.
Yeah, I hope I don't get sued for it or something.
I don't think Bjork's going to come for
your
ass.
No, I don't reckon. I think I'm pretty safe.
Thank you. The next song on the record is The Sleuth, which is a very appropriate title given the tone of this song, which is super sloopy, snoopy, sleuthy.
Yeah.
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 Was that kind of an accident? Like, had you made the song and you were like, I made detective music? Or
I actually, yeah, that's kind of what happened. I was, yeah, I had this kind of idea, like I heard this revolving bass line kind of like detective spy stuff before, and I was like, man, I really want to do that. And yeah, came out with that song, and I was like, well, this has to be called The Sleuth. It's also just a real cool like name, I reckon. The Sleuth, it's mysterious, spooky.
Thank you. you've had a bit of fun with like the panning in this song too. If you're listening on like speakers or headphones, it's nice.
Yeah, headphones is good.
Yeah. That brings us to the third track on the album, which is Time. And this is one of my favorites. It's the one where we kind of hear your vocals. I'm assuming it's your vocals.
Yeah, yeah, it's me. Yeah.
You wouldn't directly know. It's quite manipulated.
Yeah. It's my defense mechanism.
I like this track a lot. It kind of puts a smile on my face.
Oh, cool.
Can you tell me a bit about how this one came together?
Sure. This one is definitely like one of the tracks on the album that I wrote with the band in mind. And I was like, oh, I want to write something that's kind of like maybe a little bit faster than the other songs. And a bit more fun to play, because some of our songs can get a bit kind of labor intensive labor intensive. That's how I'll put it to play live. This one actually ended up being really hard to play live, so we've had to change it a little bit. But I mean, it's just a fun thing to do, to write kind of like have a krautrock beat and then play with the synths over the top. And, it's just about wasting time, which I think is subjective.
Like when you're wasting time, is it really a waste? Or
Yeah, basically. I was feeling guilty about how I use my time, and I was like, hold on, like, am I actually wasting it? Yeah. So I wanted to write an answer to my own problem there.
and the little interlude, I guess, that follows it is Emit, which when I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's time backwards. Actually, to be completely honest, I heard it first and it was in reverse. It's it's obviously part of time reversed.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the name of it and it was Emit, which is time reversed.
Yeah.
So just you having a bit of fun there?
That's actually, I've got to give credit to Tom Healy who did kind of like help me finish mixing and mastered the album. He heard that track and then he was like, oh, I could, let's just mess around in my studio with some gear for a little bit. And he like did the reverse. We just like, flipped the song around and then put it through some of his gear and played with that for a while. And we just ended up with like 15 minutes of recording and I chopped it up. And then he coined the name of that track, Emit.
That's good.
A little, clever Tom.
Wooden E is the next track. What is the title in reference to? What's a wooden E?
That's the name of the synth patch that plays the bass, well, plays the chord, the one revolving chord that it sits on, which is very fundamental to the kind of feel of the song. I think it's like a wooden, they call it like E piano, like electric piano, wooden E. Sometimes when I struggle for a name, I just look around and then something's right in front of me and I just call a song that, you know? Thank you.
Do you own a lot of synths and gear like that?
I have a little bit of gear kind of building up. I got a few synths at home, which I think I maybe used kind of three different synths recording the album.
Mm-hmm.
So not too much, but yeah, it's good to have a few different things just for ideas and inspiration.
The song Silently follows Wooden E. That's the song you released as a single.
Mm.
Such a great track.
Thank you.
And I read your interview with Under the Radar, and you mentioned that you work late at nights and, you know, have to walk home early in the morning.
Mm.
And that the song was somewhat inspired by that visually. And yep. When I read that and listened to the song again, I can definitely get that vibe.
Yeah, it's a hard one to, like summarize in terms of the feeling that I was trying to recreate. But, yeah, that definitely, somewhat gets close to it, is that, walking home late at night, often on weeknights as well, and it's just kind of, absolutely dead, no one out, and I'm kind of by myself, sometimes with headphones on or sometimes not, and, it can be spooky and it can be cool. Thank you.
Is it just me, or does this track get a bit sleuthy at the end too?
Yeah, it does. I definitely, yeah, it's kind of a common theme that I'm trying to emulate, is the sleuthy aspect.
That brings us to Funky Funky.
Yeah.
Which is an instrumental. Tell me a bit about this track.
This one, I just like to write an instrumental song. I run out of words to say. I don't have too many good things to say. So this one just came about one day. I was just like, oh, I'm going to write something nice and mellow. And I really like listening to like emotive, soft like music. And I feel like that song is nice to, you know, it's me giving you a hug.
Aww.
Thank you.
it's an interesting soundscape you've created, because there's also those sirens.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not piercing or hard. Yeah, you've used them really interestingly.
Yeah, that kind of plays into the sleuthy aspect that I kind of try to include kind of industrial, like synthetic industrial kind of elements in a lot of the songs. And I think it's a song that was like created in a city, and that's kind of it's a siren noise, and it's associated with walking through the city to me, but it's like, you know, kind of comfort in that city. And like, yeah, it's like slightly a little bit nerve wracking if you tune into it, but otherwise I find that it's kind of calming.
And brushed drums as well. Is that Mason playing the drums?
No, that's a it's a free sample loop that I got off the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So easy to trick me.
It's someone recorded it in their bedroom and uploaded it to the internet. Thank you to them. And it's royalty free. And yeah, someone put a lot of hard work into recording those brushes, and thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, internet.
Yeah.
That pretty much brings us to the closing of the song, which is Big Stinker. What a title.
Yeah, this one's a funny one. It's a silly song. I kind of drew inspiration for this one from a song by a band called Freak Heatwaves. They have this song called Design of Success, and it's just like a funky song, but like kind of like yuck funky, like over the top, I guess. And that's kind of what I wanted to emulate in this song. I got there some kind of.
Is that the stinker? Their song is the stinker.
Nah, my song's the stinker. It's a big stinker.
That was Durham Fenwick talking about the new Green Grove album called Machine Music. That's been released via Sun Return, which is the new record label set up by Zach Arnold. You can listen to Machine Music on Bandcamp, Spotify, all the places like that. And there's also a lovely t-shirt designed by Callum Rooney, who did the cover art for the album, that you can pick up on Bandcamp. I would definitely get amongst. And if you're listening in Wellington by chance, they will be down there on the 5th of October to play at the Pyramid Club. I happened to catch them last night up here at the Wine Cellar, and it was a great show. So if you're in Wellington on the 5th of October, I strongly encourage you to head along.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.